Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beautiful cold day outside if you like the cold weather, and I do right now. We're talking about temperatures that are in the, I guess if you average them throughout the area, in the 40s, 44 degrees with a wind chill in the 30s going up today to only 56 degrees and 61 tomorrow, and then 70s by Wednesday and Thursday, but the mid-70s, so it's going to feel nice, and then back to the 60s by next Tuesday as we get into November. Jeff Palermo joins us now. Every Monday is an LSU Monday. It's presented by Rouse's Supermarket. Rouse's, the official supermarket of, LSU. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff Palermo, you got me on mute? Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, joins us now. Talk about LSU and Alabama. LSU, Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama. Jeff Palermo, you got me on mute? Did Jeff walk away? Maybe he did. Maybe so. I don't know. But I can tell you this much. Today at 4, you can second guess with Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettelier at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. Two favorite Cajuns will break down the weekend's rivalry games, LSU at Bama. What did the Tigers show us in Tuscaloosa? And Saints at Carolina, how things go in Tyler Shuck's second start. Then at 6:30, heading to the Black and Gold's bye week on the Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show. Head coach Kellen Moore is joined by run game coordinator T.J. Paganetti. Then at 7:30, you have a choice. On WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app, Monday Night Football, Eagles at Packers, or on the Big 870 AM, Pelicans at Phoenix Suns. Pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8. WWL, home of the Saints, LSU, Pelicans, and the NFL. We are... So we do have Jeff or we don't have Jeff? We do have Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Okay, so apparently we don't have Jeff. What did y'all think about the LSU game? And I wonder what happens now, because you heard during the news that the LSU interim coach said that they didn't think there was going to be a change in the depth chart. But you got to wonder, I got to thinking about Garrett Nussmeier and the loyalty that he showed to the program. And at what point do you let him finish out the season? But then with the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, you got to see what you got in Michael Van Buren, right? They tell me to try it again. Let's see. Jeff Palermo, you there?
Hey, Tommy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me your thoughts about the Alabama game Saturday night.
Well, I think... As we anticipated, LSU was going to play with a lot of fight, their determination, intensity, and they did. And the defense did enough to win, but they were not going to be able to fix what ails this offense during the bye week, or change the head coach or change the play caller. It all starts with the offensive line. It all starts with a Garrett Nussmeier that's just for whatever reason, it just it hasn't happened for him this season.
It looks to me like he's lost his confidence completely, Jeff. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's a good part of it. I think the issues with the offensive line has really messed with his head. I think that's a good way to put it. I think you had an injury that slowed this guy down early on in the season, and I think he's been trying to play catch-up the entire year. And he has some wide receivers that are not – I mean, they're a good group of wide receivers. It's not a great group of wide receivers. And you don't have a running game to kind of lean on. So there's just a lot of factors that go into it. And I think you're right, Tommy. I think the confidence part is there. And then you basically draw up a game plan that calls for him to just only throw the ball like 5 or 10 yards mm-hmm. through the air. I mean, he only – threw one pass over 20 yards the entire game. And it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess offensively. And bringing in Michael Van Buren really didn't provide the spark that I think Frank Wilson and the coaching staff was looking for.
You know, what's funny about that is I looked up the definition of mess and just took a screenshot of it and sent it to some friends during the game and highlighted the part about what a mess is in terms of coordination and so forth. And that was the exact thought that I had. Let me take a break, Jeff. We're running a little bit late. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We will pick it up when we come back. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. Tell me what you saw from Van Buren.
Well, I think it's what you anticipated in that he gives you the ability to run the read option, the zone read. He's a threat with his legs. His accuracy was a little bit off. I mean, there was a couple plays that needed to be made there. His passes were a little bit off. The drop by Tre'Davious Green in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter, that was certainly not on him. I mean, that was right there. Mm-hmm. When they could have completed, he showed you on a third and long his ability to run, but you know I don't know now. This to me puts kind of Frank Wilson and his coaching staff in a difficult predicament because we don't know what's going to happen a month from now, Tommy. I mean, and there's a good chance that the starting quarterback for the Tigers in 2026 is not on this team, and for Garrett Nussmeier, there's a part of you that has to be thinking, hey, this is a kid in this world of NIL where kids take off left and right, go from one school and hop around and this and that. He has stuck it out, and he's got 3 more games left as an LSU Tiger. Mm-hmm. So do you play him and out of respect out of him?
And let him show what he can do because he's heading into the NFL draft, right?
Yeah, but do you want to also give Michael Van Buren the look just to see what you got? So I think when they made the move, and I agree that they needed to do something.
But let me just say this, Jeff, and I got to say this, because in this day and age of college football, you might be giving Michael Van Buren a chance to show what he's got so he can go to transfer portal, right?
Right, he could, but I have a feeling the next coaching staff is going to go find the quarterback that they want.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's what's going to happen here.
So as far as the team goes, what you're saying is it doesn't matter. We're talking about what's best for Garrett Nussmeier or what's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah, I think there's a part of it. I think that's got to play into it. I think in the end they're going to go with the guy that gives them the best chance to win. And they needed a spark. They needed to see something. They needed to do something differently. That last drive that Garrett Nussmeier was in charge of was an absolute disaster once they got to the 8-yard line. I mean, there was a pass that he couldn't connect with Berrien Brown in the end zone. Then you took the delay of game, and then he takes that horrible sack. And it's just like, okay, enough of this. Let's do something else here. And you just didn't get what you were thinking you're going to get out of Michael Van Buren. And now, you know, with everything that is so in flux with this program, now you don't even really know who's going to be the starting quarterback or who's going to be the quarterback from series to series.
We've got an early kickoff coming up against Arkansas, right, at Tiger Stadium this weekend?
Yeah, 11:45, and it'll be interesting to see just kind of how filled the place is going to be. And then you got Western Kentucky after that. How restless the fans will be if the LSU offense continues to struggle. So, and, you know, Arkansas is not a good team, but they can score some points, and LSU really can't. So, not a for sure win, that's for sure.
I will say this, if you wanted to experience LSU football and you never have, this would be a good weekend for you to do it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it would. You're probably going to find some pretty cheap tickets out there. There's no doubt about that, yeah.
And maybe not a big crowd for you to do some tailgating early on if you like. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say that. I mean it sincerely. For people that wanted to have the LSU experience that have never had it, this could be your chance. You're not going to have the full Saturday night sun has found its home in a western sky experience. Not that you have that anymore anyway, but you understand what I'm saying.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. If you'll be able to find some pretty cheap tickets on the secondary market. And it'll be interesting to see how this team reacts because, you know, we saw this a lot, especially in the Les Miles era. Once you got to that Alabama game and you lost that game, that the season was basically over. Mm-hmm. You know, Frank's got a pretty big job in front of him. It was easy to get them hyped up for Alabama. How does he get them hyped up now for these next three games? It'll be interesting to see how he's able to accomplish that.
Thank you, Jeff. Every Monday morning is an LSU Rouses Monday morning with Jeff Palermo. Rouses, the official supermarket of the NFL. Coming up, we'll have Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Bank on it. Some financial insights you can count on. We'll talk about holiday shopping right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for Bank on It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. So how are you liking this cold weather?
I'm loving it.
Me?
It is magnificent.
Me too. Tell me what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so today what we're going to talk about is safe, smart, and secure spending for the holidays. You know, over the weekend, I was going through my neighborhood on a walk, and everybody's putting up Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. So I figured it's probably time we start talking about this. As you get into the holiday season, this is obviously the peak of fraud, right? It's when scammers are at their best, right? It's not just the holidays for us. It's unfortunately the holidays for them. And so the reason for that is it's really a perfect storm of people shopping more. They're in a hurry, and they're spending in places that they don't normally shop because it's the holidays. So scammers pretty much count on that, and they know we're moving fast and letting our guard down, and that's basically what they count on. So that's what I really want to do today is kind of talk about some of the different methods that you can use to pay for things this holiday season and kind of talk about the ones that are the safest and not.
So the reason is because we're all excited about getting Christmas presents, and it's all about misdirection, right, where we're not paying attention to this or that or the other thing that we should be?
Absolutely, 100%. And really, I don't think a lot of folks understand the different ways you can pay. There's so many different ways to pay now, Tommy, right? You got the tap, you can use your chip, you can use a pin, you can swipe, you can punch your numbers in online. And so I want to just touch on those things a little bit to let folks know what's the most secure. So the first one is what we call tap to pay, right? That's the one we call Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay. And that's had a really high uptick in usage. A lot of people are still, you know, iffy about it and don't use it. And so I want to start with that one and say that is actually the 100% most secure way that you can pay for things. Because what happens is there's no actual card number. So when you go up to the terminal, you tap your phone, a one-time code is generated, it uses your biometrics, your face or your finger for verification, and then that code stops existing, right? And so in essence, even if someone was sitting there and sniffing your phone or listening to it or whatever methods they want to use, that it's completely unhackable in that way. So I would encourage everyone, use that as your primary way of paying. Not a lot of people realize you can actually do that at a lot of gas stations.
Say that again, Jason. That's very important. Say that again, please, for people that missed it.
Yeah, the tap to pay, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay is the 100% most secure way that you can pay for things. It is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The one-time code, it stops existing. And I encourage everyone to go out there. If you've not used it before, it takes all of about 30 seconds to set up. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to pay. Okay. It really is. And it looks cool too, right? When people see you tap your phone on a terminal and you pay for it, you don't have to pull anything out, your wallet, your purse, or whatever it is.
How do you go about doing that? You download an app?
Yeah, so if you're on an Apple phone, you just go into what they call the Apple Wallet and you add your card to it. Same thing with if you're on Android. They have Android Pay, Samsung Pay. Same thing. It walks you through the process. It basically, you either tap your phone on your card on the phone or you take a picture of it and it loads that in. It talks to your bank, asks you a couple questions to verify it's you when you're set up. 30
awesome.
Seconds, Tommy.
Awesome.
Yeah. So another way that's gaining popularity, but a lot of people aren't really sure about is just tap to pay with a physical card, right? So that's the second one. So most cards now, they have little chips in them. So you don't even have to actually swipe it. You can just, anywhere you see that little hand icon with the waves coming out of it, it's not the best looking icon for something that says pay with this. But in essence, you can actually take most of your cards nowadays, hold it up to that terminal, and it'll work. You don't even have to swipe it, and you don't have to insert your chip. That, beyond Apple Pay, is the second most secure way, mm-hmm. because it does the same thing as the Apple Pay. The only difference is, obviously, because it's a physical card, a little less secure because somebody may actually be there trying to read it mm-hmm. while you're doing that. But I encourage everyone, if you've never used Tap to Pay, it's great, right? It is, you take your card out and you just tap it on the terminal. Boom, done.
Let's talk about debit okay. and credit cards because that's a big difference, right?
Yeah. So before we jump into that, I'll talk about the EMV chip as well, right? So
okay.
the third most secure way is that you can insert your card into the actual terminal. Now, everybody's seen those little chips on their card. They don't really know what those are necessarily. In essence, that creates a little one-time code. It's a secure encrypted chip. So again, before you swipe your card, I encourage you to, you know, run through this logic. And if they don't have any kind of tap to pay, insert your card into that chip reader. Mm-hmm. And then the last method would be PIN transactions or swiping. I would recommend those the least because obviously, as we all know over the years, skimmers become a thing where they put a little device in between that thing and they can grab your card number. And your card number is not encrypted. There's no magic to those little mag strips anymore. Anybody, it's there, it's in plain text. And if someone has something that can swipe that and read that, they will get your number. So I highly encourage anyone when it's at all possible not to swipe their card unless it's the least, you know, it's the only way you can get the transaction done. And even when you do those types of things, I would just be cautious. I often go up to a terminal and my wife makes fun of me because I'll give it a little jiggle or a wiggle to see if perhaps someone has moved it and maybe put a skimmer on it. Is it overkill? Sure. But I really don't want to have to go through the process of someone taking my card number. So to your point about credit and debit cards, I think this is an interesting one in the holiday season as well, because both of them have the ability to dispute transactions, Tommy. But mm-hmm. as we all know, when you swipe a debit card, that money's out your account. It is gone. And so the dispute process is a little bit more difficult, a little more time consuming, because sometimes you can get provisional credit, sometimes you can't. Credit cards have much better fraud mechanisms as far as disputes are concerned. Number one, the money hasn't come out of your account because it's on your credit card. But number two, there's just a slightly different method that they use to do chargebacks and everything. So if you're buying anything big, those video game systems or whatever this holiday season, I would encourage everyone, do it on your credit card first and just pay it off from your checking account, right? When it posts and you're sure that you don't have anything that you want to dispute. You do have about 60 days to dispute those things. But again, it's easier with credit cards. And a lot of people are hesitant to use credit cards because they don't like debt. Remember, if you pay it off the month that you get that statement, you're not being charged fees. So think of it more as a purchasing card that you always keep a zero balance on, and you won't even have to worry about what your interest rate is because you're just getting those rewards from swiping your card.
Any final thoughts, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. So just be safe. When you're doing online shopping, make sure you look for sites with the padlock. Another thing I tell people is when you're shopping online, you can also use Apple Pay and Samsung Pay and Google Pay. I encourage people to use those things because that's a much more secure method of doing it. And, just if it seems too good to be true, don't just think twice before you do it, right? Scammers rely on emotion. And finally, Tommy, I'd like to say as we head into Veterans Day tomorrow, Gulf Coast Bank joins me in thanking all those who served. We're grateful for your courage and your example that you set.
Amen. Somebody texted in about, is there a difference between swiping your card and inserting it?
Yes. Inserting is what you want to do. Swiping just reads that little mag strip.
Yeah.
Inserting reads the chip. The chip is way more secure to do it that way.
Thank you, sir. Very valuable information. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He's with us every Monday morning, with Bank On It, financial insights you can count on. You can go, Jason, real quick, if somebody wants to find out more about Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, how do they do it?
GulfBank.com.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 7:53, 7 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.